And now it's time for the book report, brought to you by the Litography Project.
Ah, the Litography Project!
Shh. Your guide to the literary Bay Area.
For the book report, we ask Bay Area writers to tell us about a book that's been meaningful to them. Today, we hear from San Francisco-based author Amy Berkowitz.
My name is Amy Berkowitz, and my book report is about Never Coming Home by Tyler Vile. Never Coming Home is a novel in verse. It tells the story of a character who's also named Tyler Vile, basically from her childhood to her adulthood. And it deals with a lot of the difficult issues that come up for her. First of all, she's disabled and has cerebral palsy and walks with crutches. On top of that, her parents both abuse her and are also pretty dysfunctional and fight all the time between themselves. And then on top of that, she also comes out as transgender. And so it is really dark. What is great, though, is that by being so honest and straightforward about all of this dark stuff, the book kind of earns the right to really celebrate the positive stuff that also happens to Tyler later in the book, in an equally genuine and straightforward way. But I mean, we are cheering for Tyler as we watch her find a community that she belongs to, the Baltimore punk scene, develop a deeper friendship with her sister, and start, you know, what we all do in terms of like finding ways to love our bodies and express our sexuality, which can be complicated if you're queer and trans and also disabled. I am trained as a poet. I have my MFA in poetry, and I also really dislike a lot of poetry because it just insists on being obtuse and just shuts so many readers out. But this poetry is more poetry in the sense of, okay, what can line breaks do for me? How can they add musicality? How can they make these words more performative and really reach people? And so I enjoyed her performances, but I was really blown away when I read the whole book and saw the whole arc of its narrative. The book is in four parts. Almost all of them are categorized. For example, there's sister, that's a category of poems. There's mother, that's a category. There's Crips, there's queers, there's body. So, this one is called Queers, Crips. I'm sorry the stairs don't have a handrail. I have a couch you can crash on, but the only bathroom's upstairs. Is that okay? I feel like a bad activist. I mean, a bad friend. I haven't hung out with many disabled people before. Is that the right term? Would you feel comfortable sharing my bed tonight? I can help you up the steps if you need. It's okay if not. I just want you to feel safe here. Isn't that sweet? I really would recommend it to anyone who's curious about reading it. I think it's really wonderful. And obviously the challenges this protagonist faces are very specific, but I think they're written in a way that makes them so relatable. And just the different themes of alienation and, you know, not feeling comfortable in your own skin and just experiencing a lot of tumult with your family are things that a lot of people can relate to.